Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Welcome to the Basket Buds edition of the Athletic NBA Show podcast. I'm Zach Harper. We got Josh Huestis. We got Jay King. We got Dave DeFore and Andrew Schlick producing. Happy New Year. I don't know. What'd you guys do? Josh, you've got kids, right?
Yeah, I would show you, but I've got an indoor bounce house taking up 80% of my upstairs right now.
Okay.
A train set that's never turned off.
Yeah.
Indoor bounce house is dope, though.
It is dope. It's sick. He loves it. But like, it's like, turn it on, jump on it for 5 minutes, get off. Okay, let's turn it off. And then 5 minutes later, it's back on. It's
if you're not watching us on YouTube, which you should be on our YouTube page, subscribed. The 1,000-yard stare that Josh gave as he said, "A train set that doesn't stop.
It's that always on." I came upstairs to set up for this, and it was just on, and the train was on its side, just buzzing. I was like, what the hell is that noise? It just never stops moving.
When Jay, I used to get my cousin's kids gifts, I used to get whatever would annoy him the most. Oh, so yeah. Whatever had like the most pieces to pick up, whatever had the most obnoxious sounds.
My wife bought my son a recorder, and a tambourine, and a harmonica.
Oh, man.
Terrible idea.
Oh, man.
That's wrong. My nephew just turned 6. I am absolutely sending him a drum set soon. Like, just dude, you just have to.
You're the worst kind of person.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally unrelated to the drum set thing, but
yeah, that was just some analysis, some in-game analysis just from Josh.
This, a reminder to all the listeners.
Jay, how was New Year's in OKC?
So I spent New Year's in San Antonio.
Oh, that's right. And yeah, then you got to it.
Celtics had a game. And the problem about the arena in San Antonio is that it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I got out of the arena at like 10:30. Getting an Uber was impossible. And so
please tell me you celebrated New Year's in the parking lot of the arena.
I celebrated New Year's walking back from the arena more than 3 miles.
That's a
through
trek.
Are you kidding?
Shifty neighborhoods with Adam Himmelsbach of the Boston Globe.
Oh, that's
we ended up stopping at a Jack in the Box like a mile from the downtown area or the Riverwalk area and getting an Uber back. Yeah.
Wow, you didn't even get to the horrible Riverwalk in time. That's one of the worst.
No,
I had a gummy bear shot. A gummy bear flavored like vodka shot on the Riverwalk back in like 2014. And I was like, okay, I'm never coming back here.
Well, it's because you had a gummy bear flavored vodka shot.
It's terrible. Would you say the Riverwalk's great?
It was kind of crazy. I feel like everyone in that whole area of Texas just flocked to San Antonio for New Year's.
Awful. You should be able to spend it in the Alamo.
Just you know? In the Alamo?
Yeah, just drinking in the Alamo. It should be like a big party in there. You know? Let's reverse the juju in there. Let's reverse the vibes in the Alamo. All right, we've got New Year's resolutions. We've got all kinds of stuff. Make sure you subscribe to The Athletic. Make sure you subscribe to The Bounce, our free newsletter that is about to come out this morning as we're recording. TheAthletic.com/TheBounce. Be in your email inbox every damn day. But first, before we get to all that stuff, guys, all the stuff we were going to talk about, we have a trade. Trade season is open. OG Anunoby to the Knicks with Precious Achiuwa and San Diego State Aztecs legend Malachi Flynn going to the Raptors.
San Diego State.
Nonsense. Going to the Raptors is RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, and what I'm calling a soft launch of a first-round pick because it's the Pistons 2024 second-round pick, so we know it's going to be the 31st pick in the draft. So, guys, obviously—
I don't know. Don't sleep on the Wizards, man. Don't sleep on the Wizards.
No, I watched the Pistons end their streak, and then the next night gave up 47 points in the third quarter to the Rockets, a Rockets team that's good— but not good at scoring, and made them look like the Indiana Pacers. I think the Pistons are going to be right back down to earth. I think they're going to be okay. But, hey, congrats on
the Wingstop
really screwing up everyone's end of 2023 by winning a game. To these Raptors.
That pissed
you off, didn't it? Oh, my God. Josh, I made a dumb comment in the newsletter that you can get at theathletic.com/bounce. I made a half-joking comment on November 21st that if the Pistons didn't beat the Wizards this coming week, they may not win again in 2023. And it was right, buddy, up until the last damn
the buzzer.
And it's like, they traded OG. They tried to. They really tried to. They're like, they traded OG. They didn't have their full roster. It's Scottie Barnes and Pascal Siakam against the Pistons. You should have won that game.
Yeah. Kate Cunningham is hell.
He's not, though. He's in hell, but he's not hell. I don't dislike Cade Cunningham. I'm just not going to make him a hero and build him a statue because 22 games into the losing streak, he decided, okay, enough's enough. We're winning in six games.
What's more stressful? A team that's on a 20-game win streak and the game might be slipping out of their hands? Ooh. Or a team that's on like a 20-game losing streak? They're winning and they can feel it slowly slipping away.
No, it's the losing.
What's more stressful?
It's the losing streak. Because in the win streak, you're like, hey, man. All right,
20-1. Pretty damn good.
Exactly.
The losing streak. But 0-21? Ouch.
And when you're the winning team, you're just probably going to go back to winning the next day. Whereas the losing team, you're just going to keep straight on losing all season.
Smacked by the Rockets.
The only time people care about you if you're the losing team. Nobody will care about the Pistons again the rest of the season. Nobody will care what Cade does. Oh, nobody will care what Jaden Ivey does.
When they nobody get to 15 straight Williams losses does. Again, we're going to be like, here we go. That's gonna
there's
happen.
No way, right?
Yes, absolutely.
No chance.
I guarantee they have another losing streak of 15.
There's no way. There's got to be some moves made in February that may help. Come on. There's no way they're just like, that's it. We're not going to make any moves. We're good.
Josh, I got to remind
you. They could go the other way. Oh. They could trade Bogdanovich. They could go the other way and start losing talent.
Just get worse.
Yeah.
That's the thing people don't realize.
Can you be
They're
worse?
Not tanking this year. They're trying
They're
to
not
win.
Winning. They're just not winning.
They're at 30 losses January 1st. 30. But congrats to the Pistons on breaking that losing streak. The OG trade. Is this a win-win? I know that's not a sexy take, but Jay, is this a win-win for both teams with RJ going home? Emmanuel Quickley is now their point guard, and OG, kind of the perfect 3-and-D guy, coming to New York, exactly what they need.
Yeah, I like this trade for both teams. I think there's a world where Quickley becomes the best player in this trade, or already is the best player in this trade.
Already is?
Quickley's really good. And he was behind Jalen Brunson. He's not that anymore. I think he's a great fit next to Scottie Barnes. If you look at all the on-off numbers, Quickley's always been fantastic.
I'm open to the idea that he could become the best player in the trade, even though I think it's tough. OG's absolutely currently the best player in the trade. That's not a knock on Quickley.
Possible,
OG's good.
I think it's possible in a different situation quickly is the point guard the Raptors need. He'll lift them more than OG was this season.
Yeah. How much do you think he's going to get to do with Siakam dribbling the life out of the ball?
Well, how much longer is Siakam going to be there? Are they going to keep Siakam?
That's a great question. That's a great question. No,
that's the next piece of this. And I think you just move Siakam, build around Scottie Barnes and quickly and start moving to the future right now. That present, the recent past is nothing to hold on to. And RJ Barrett, I don't love his game, but he's big, he's strong, he's athletic, he can get to the rim. Just with a little more
he can't finish when he gets there.
With a little more understanding of what makes a good basketball shot for your team, not just for you, I think he could be pretty good. And then I love it for New York. Like,
yeah,
quickly's really good. And there were definitely other teams that were sad to see him get traded somewhere else. But like, if you're going to move him, he didn't really fit next to Jalen Brunson in a playoff series because they're both too small. And OG, like, he's going to give space for Brunson. He's going to give space for Randle. He's going to give them a bigger, more physical defensive threat. And he's not going to do stupid stuff like RJ Barrett did repeatedly to sabotage your offense. So, totally in on OG for them. And they also have more pieces to go and have another trade. This doesn't have to be it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they can go make other moves. Josh, let me ask you this about OG. He's someone who openly wants a bigger role on offense, right? Mm-hmm. Like I think he's competitive and thinks he can do more, but two, I think he sees the money. Like Jeremy Grant just got 160.
Right.
Over five, you know, like and OG's going to hit free agency. I don't think he's going to take his player option for next year. He's going to hit free agency. And he wants to show that he can score as well as be a 3-and-D guy. And I think he sees the money that's in there for him with that. Is New York the situation to do that? Like, I know RJ got a lot of opportunities in the offense, but I'm just wondering if OG offensively can be more than what we saw in Toronto in this Knicks situation.
Yeah, I think so. I think going off what Jay was saying, like, in Toronto, you know, he had Siakam, right? Like, he had some decent Scottie Barnes, decent players around him. But, like, now he's in New York where he's got Jalen Brunson, who's, like, he's an elite playmaker right now. Like, OG, we saw last night, shoots the ball, gets downhill, whatever you need. So having Brunson be able to take some pressure, put some pressure at the rim and open up shots for OG, I don't think he had anything like that in Toronto now. I think it's just going to be a little bit easier for him. Now he's also on, and my whole thing with this trade was Toronto is doing this for their future. I think New York sees themselves able to compete this year to win the East. I think that they were trying to look for that piece because they, who are the teams that they need to get by? Who are the teams that cause them problems in the East right now? Boston, right? Milwaukee, Miami. Right, those are like the biggest. I know that look. Those are the biggest threats, right? And who are their best players? Giannis, Tatum, Jimmy, and who's the guy that is going to guard all three of those guys? OG, exactly. So I think that they were building for to be able to compete now, right? They've beat those teams. They've competed with those teams. I think they have a shot. And people love winners, man. And if OG is on a winning team, that only helps his contract situation, in my opinion. You know what I mean? When you're in Toronto and you're playing well on an okay team, one thing, but to be on part of a team that is trying to win the East, that just helps. Yes, Jay,
I don't think he needs to worry about his contract. Isn't his agent Leon Rose's son?
It is. Yeah, but it's also James Dolan.
It's just a wink, wink, nudge. Look, we got
normally I'd be like, you're right, but it is James Dolan. You never
fair enough.
You got to give him 10% chance.
And I saw he wanted to be in New York. Like, that was his whole, he wanted to be there. So, yeah, I guess I don't think he's looking to go anywhere unless some team comes out of the woodwork and just blows New York out of the water with a contract. But,
yeah,
I mean, I think this
seems unlikely.
I think this was big for New York. I think that they legitimately feel that they got a chance to compete for the East now.
Do you think they legitimately
to be able to guard those guys?
Like, they feel that way, but do you think that they legitimately do have a chance now?
I don't know, man. I don't think so. I think it makes them better. I was looking at just his historic matchups with these guys. Like, he does well on Tatum. Tatum's averaging less than 19 points a game on him in his career. But, like, Giannis is averaging 27 on OG in his career.
That's actually pretty good, keeping Giannis at 27. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, he's usually well over 30. That's not bad.
I think it makes them better. I just don't think that they have it. The guy, I think they've got good, like, Randall's legit, DiVincenzo shooting the shit out of the ball. And Brunson's a killer, but Brunson's not, what did Becky Hammon say? He's not the one A guy.
Yeah.
Not the guy. She got hate for that, but is she wrong?
Historically, she's right. It's Isaiah and it's Steph. Like, that's it.
Those are outliers, man. Those are Hall of Famers. Like,
and
that's
look, maybe
the exception is not the rule.
Not only that, historically, beyond being just taller than Jalen Brunson, the best player on a winning team is just better than Jalen Brunson. Like, that's it. Like, you normally need the top three player in the league.
And historically, their number twos aren't Julius Randle.
You know? Ball stopper.
Yeah. Like, it's just not a brand of basketball that I think you can believe in. I believe in Jalen Brunson. I just don't believe in Julius Randle.
For sure. But I look at the matchups. Like, they go against Boston. Derek White is going to be a great defender on Brunson. Is he going to outdo Dame?
To be able to throw Drew and Derek White at him?
Dude. It's going to be relentless.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive. All right. Let's go to a New Year's resolution for a team or a player. Wait, first of all, Jay, what's your New Year's resolution?
For me, personally?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't wait until an arbitrary date to change my life.
Okay, when did you stop doing
your
resolution?
Are you kidding me? You're that guy.
He's not that guy. He does the same. He doesn't change his life. It's the same thing day after day.
I started working out again a couple weeks ago. I'm about to get...
Yeah, when did you stop?
Fit. No, I just hit the gym right before this podcast. Woke up at 8:30, got a little...
What was the workout?
I did 30 minutes on the bike, and then I did a lift.
Okay, so you wasted 30 minutes, and then you did a lift.
I was going hard on that bike, man. I'm ready.
It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything. It's just to keep loose. Josh, you're regimented. You've been an NBA player before. What's your New resolution?
To be honest, I haven't thought a ton about it. I would say, get rid of that fucking train set. It's going to disappear here soon. I would say that for me, like, I spent, like, you know, in my entire first 30 years of my life working out almost constantly. And then I retired and I was like, I'm not doing that shit again.
Yeah.
Like, and I think, welcome to hell, Josh.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel
you. Right. And now I think I'm getting to the point where I'm like, feeling it a little bit more.
You're trying to make 25,
man. No, absolutely not. There's a city league here.
I think we just announced a Josh Huestis comeback to the NBA.
Oh, Jesus.
Or maybe China. Maybe go to China.
Or you could play in Philippines with Dwight.
That's we got to talk about that off recording. but I don't know, man. I'm 32 now. Things just don't work in my body the way they used to without like maintaining them. So I hurt my back
2 weeks ago moving a nightstand.
Dude,
trying to put a nightstand into someone's SUV and it ruined my next 2 weeks. Like ruined my Christmas.
It's a common occurrence for me to wake up and my neck just hurt. Like sleeping gets me sore.
Oh my God, yeah. Sleep the wrong way one night, your month is over. It's absolutely
I don't even have to wait till I sleep. I just lay down and I'm like, oh man, I just pulled something.
Ah, shit.
I don't want to get in shape. I just want to get big arms again. So I'm just going to, I'm doing nothing but bicep curls. Yeah. Yeah, there was a time where.
Did Zach have big arms?
In my
Jay's
early
20s? Jay's look is kind of like.
In my early 20s, I'll find a picture. In my early 20s, like I was ripped.
I can't wait to see it.
But I just want arms now. I'll be fat. I don't care. I just want big arms. That's what I've decided.
Get the Desmond Bane.
Yeah, nothing but, well, no, I have long arms, so it's not going to look
not
like.
Have long arms. I bet Desmond Bane has longer arms than you.
He's taller than me, but he has a bigger wingspan. My wingspan,
what's your wingspan?
Way longer than his.
What is your wingspan?
6'3", I think. I'm 6 feet tall.
So you're guessing.
Well, I don't remember last time I measured it, but I know it was a few inches taller or longer, wider than I am tall.
I'm a minus 4 wingspan.
Nobody Jesus, what? Jay.
Minus 4?
I'm a minus 4. Is that yeah. I'm like Luke Kennard to the 10th power, man. It's bad.
But is without
that,
the shooting.
Is that possible, man?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's like, I never like knew Shane I was Larkin bad at basketball. There. I never knew why I was bad at basketball until first day of my freshman year. They did measurements freshman year in college. Like, and I was like, oh, that explains a lot. That really explains a lot.
T-Rex all right. Ass. New Year's resolution for a player or a team. Jay, what do you got?
I want OKC to go out and get an upgrade. I want them to go out and be super aggressive. They got tons of pieces. They don't have to wait for another year. They're ready to win in the playoffs right now if they get an upgrade. And so I'm looking at Lauri Markkanen. I want them to get a 4, not just an upgrade. I want them to get like a power forward type where Chet can still be the center. They can still play small. They can still prioritize being athletic, getting to the cup, having a lot of guys who can do a lot of things, put the ball on the floor, score.
I tell you that Danny Ainge is demanding no fewer than 5 first-round picks for Lauri Markkanen.
Okay. So if Lauri Markkanen does not work out.
Hold on. No. I'm saying Danny Ainge says it's going to take 5 picks. We know OKC has the picks, right? Like, they've got 1,000 picks in the next 6 drafts.
I'm not giving 5 picks for Lauri Markkanen.
But what if, like, some of them are protected? Some of them might turn
into
seconds.
Moving on to the next target. It should be on OKC's terms. This should not be, like, where they're just getting their held hostage for this. No. They don't have to be super duper aggressive right now and sell out.
Dave just dropped this in the chat. I agree with Dave. I think they need more of like a traditional 5 and move Chet to the 4.
Agreed.
I think it's hard to play 5 out. Like, Lauri's not a big like that, and Chet wants to play on the perimeter more. So, like,
Lauri's like a 7 foot out, small forward, right?
That, like, 5 out is, I think, is a little crowded. I think they need a guy who can live in the dunker spots or the high post, like a Jarrett Allen. You get Chet downhill, Shea down, like, you get these guys downhill and you got him for a little drop off, right? And Jarrett's mobile enough that they can still, it doesn't hurt their like small ball speedy way they try to play. They don't need a big lumbering big. They need somebody athletic that can keep up with the pace of the game, but not take up another spot on the perimeter.
What if I tell you Clint Capella is available for 2 first round picks?
That's some crazy rim protection. But mm-hmm. 2 first round picks is a lot.
What if one of those first round picks is protected and likely becomes 2 seconds?
Maybe.
Then you're in?
Maybe. Because think about that. You get downhill. Like, look at, you see Clint Capella and Chet in the paint. I like Jarrett Allen better, of course.
The listeners can't see this.
Schlecht
is in on this deal. Completely.
I haven't seen somebody so excited about a deal ever. Oh, look my at God. This guy.
Yeah.
What about going after Okongwu? Forget Capella.
Well, that, I think, it takes a lot of picks.
Yeah, they have tons. Okay.
What if I tell you?
What about Pascal Siakam? What about Pascal
Siakam?
Same issue. You're still looking at 5 out. Yeah, you're still looking at 5 out. They need a guy in the high post and the dunk. Really?
There's a certain point. Look, I know they've had success in the last couple of weeks in the regular season against Denver. It's going to be different. Like, you can't go no bulk against Jokic in a playoff series.
They need a big body that can take the beating for 7 games.
He'll foul Chet. It doesn't matter how good Chet is right now. He'll foul Chet out so quickly in that series. He just will. Like, it's just going to be a different animal than what we see in the regular season. And I think that they have the talent level to compete with Denver in a playoff series. But you do need someone just to lean on Jokic for 18-20 minutes of that game every time.
No.
That's that's a dude that's going to punish.
I love that we disagree entirely here on how to move the Thunder forward.
What's interesting is all of this.
All my names were in that realm.
None of this is fueled by how good Shea is or how good Jalen Williams is. None of this is fueled by that. It's fueled by something else for Jay.
What?
Huh? It's fueled by, this is simply you loving Chet. It's not believing in Shea or anybody else.
Shea's amazing. Shea is amazing. I think Laurie. He was number two on my MVP ballot when I had to do it for Bontemps' thing. Shea was number two. He's amazing.
Weird.
This is because Shea is ready to win right now. This is why I would give them more pieces. Why I would be aggressive going after somebody.
That's what it is. Josh, what is your New Year's resolution for a team or a player?
This is a dual one. They go hand in hand. It's for the Rockets and Şengün.
Ooh.
I think I'm all in on Şengün. I know, Jay, you like him too. Who doesn't like
Alpi? He's good. He's so good.
Ridiculous. So good. And I think what they got, they've got like a potential top big in the league. One of the top players in the league. I think. Yeah. I mean, you look at Jokic. Obviously, Jokic is the top of the mountain.
How many centers do you think are better than him? Right? I mean, it's Jokic, it's Embiid.
It's those two, I think.
Well, in the regular season, it's Bam. Bam kind of fades a little bit in the postseason. But even that's probably close. I just think the defense, Matt.
Huge difference. I'd probably put Gobert over him the way he's played this year, too.
Really?
Yo,
just defensively, Gobert has been tough. Outrageous. Yeah.
But you can't ignore how good he's been offensively.
Oh, I'm not. I just think Gobert has been the best defender in the league.
I just think that like the Rockets have a unique opportunity here. They've got a guy, and I'm not saying obviously Jokic is an outlier. He's elite. Yeah. He's a different level. They got an opportunity here to have a version of that on their team.
Even if he maxes out at like 75% of what Jokic is, that's an incredible.
And he
player.
Can do it. Yeah. I mean, he's what, 21 points a game, 9 rebounds, and like more than 5 assists now. Like the guy, like I think Houston and has a real crazy opportunity.
What's
to build
fun about
around
him
that.
Too is like you can tell like he's had flashes of this, but you can tell the confidence is building into like a none of you fuckers can guard me.
Exactly.
Kind of attitude. You know, like he's realizing he can manipulate the matrix and he's like you can see that starting to form with each like week of him. Like, yeah, none of this is going away. Yeah. He's just that good.
And he's what, 21, 22
maybe. Yeah.
Young, right? So they have an opportunity to develop him and develop their offense around him. Mm-hmm. And I think they need to start working towards that. And then going off of that, his resolution needs to be, he's got to start averaging a double-double. Mm-hmm. He's at 9 rebounds. And I think he can get to 7-8 assists a game. But then again, it's going to come back to them running their offense through him. He is the best player on the Rockets, right?
Yeah.
He is. Easily. And I think that they can take a little bit of a blueprint from how Denver runs their offense through Jokic and do somewhat of the same thing. But I don't think Jokic is Jokic. Mm-hmm. But there was a time when people, I remember watching a little broadcast when Jokic got put in the end of a Denver game and scored, and the announcer said, oh man, everybody's getting points today. Like that's a real thing that happened. He was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial.
Yeah,
it was like who's gonna start, Nurkic or Jokic? You know,
exactly.
Yeah, who do you build around? And they chose poorly. They chose poorly. Now, I don't know, man. Nurk's pretty good.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it even stunned the new coaching staff there a little bit, just how good Şengün is,
and they need to jump on this opportunity to an offense.
So, like, when they came into this season, I don't think they were thinking, we need to build everything around this guy.
No.
Whereas now,
it was Jalen Green,
it's
Fred
probably
VanVleet,
time to shift like, that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's time for a change, right? Mm-hmm. And Everything needs to be, they need to run. It was they called like a zoom action, like Denver runs, right? Where they just have him at the top of the key and he gets the choice. Go right, go left, handoff, pick and roll, like whatever he wants to do. And catch it at the high post, run a horns action and screen. Like he can do all those things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that it's going to be interesting to see if they make that adjustment going forward. See what happens.
My resolution is going to be for you and Jay.
Oh,
not for the players.
Oh God.
Not for the teams.
Let's go.
It's our team. It's for our team, guys.
It's a team.
Legally a team, you know? I just want you guys to, and sure, it smacked around a little bit last night. Just want you guys to open your minds to the Miami Heat. Just open your minds to Miami Heat. This is someone that you're very reluctant to accept. Jay denies them every year until it's too late. Josh, I can sense the attitude with you. You don't like people believing in the Heat, or you don't like me believing in the Heat. I'm just
that
saying
one, the latter.
Don't. I'm just saying
you could believe in the Celtics, and I would go against the Celtics.
I do believe in the Celtics. I believe they're going to lose the Heat. I think
that you called them frauds the moments before we started recording this.
That's
show.
Not fair. No, that's not fair. I said them versus the Thunder tonight is the fraud bowl. It's bowl season. I just said it to piss Josh. Josh is so mad. Josh is so mad that I had the Thunder as a top five team in the power rankings. Like he got mad at me for having them top five.
What are you talking? When?
I don't know. You sent me some DM or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, no. It was you ranked someone ahead of OKC after they had just lost to OKC the night before.
But the rankings had come out that morning.
Right, but then OKC
the morning of the game.
But then OKC won.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Pistons beat the Raptors. I'd still put the Raptors over the Pistons.
You're a walking contradiction.
It's not true. It's not true. We'll see what they. We'll are we see really going to like
say?
Today.
Are we really going to say that the Pistons and the Raptors is the same as comparing Minnesota
that's
and
up,
OKC?
That's up for you. If you think the Pistons and the Thunder are on the same level, that's up for you, Josh. I don't know.
Like, what
that's
is not, happening
that's
right
not,
now?
I'm not saying that one way or another. Okay, you. That's all a weird right, conversation yeah. for you want to get into. I'm just saying, open your hearts up. To
here's
Jimmy
my
Butler,
problem.
To Jaime Jaquez. To Duncan
you don't have to tell me to open up my mind to Jaime. You don't
why
need
not
to tell
Jimmy?
Me that.
Why don't you like Jimmy? Josh, why?
I never said I don't like Jimmy. I did not say I don't like Jimmy.
You don't think
what
the Heat
bothers
are a
me
top
about
16
your,
in the East?
I never, these are all, folks, this is all things that I've never said, that I did not say. My problem with you liking the Heat, and I said this before we started recording, is that the Heat could go out and lose 10 games in a row, and Zach will come on the next day and say, see? This is all part of their strategy. They purposely lose these games to make everybody lose faith in them. And now
Jay, what did
watch,
you say?
Here they come.
What did you say?
What I said is unimportant here.
Oh, you brought up what I said for you. Know, I'll tell you what you said. You said
you
Zach
won't get a
is
single
never
person to back
you said
up that I actually
Zach
said this.
Is never wrong about the Heat.
This
that's
is
what you said.
Zero, I don't remember. I don't
remember
that. Nah,
I don't
know if I said
I hope
never.
That train set fucking lives in that upstairs forever. Okay? I hope it never stops. I'm gonna send a pallet of batteries to your house, whatever that thing runs on. I just want you guys to open up your hearts to the Heat. Okay? That's all. I just want you to recognize that they're just because they were in the play-in tournament last year doesn't mean they're a play-in team.
I will say this. The Heat are great. Jaime Jaquez and what he's done has changed the way I view them. Because I thought they lost enough talent off last year's team that I was like, you know what? I'm not sure that they have enough this year. They do. Jaquez is very good. Jaquez is super helpful. Spoelstra's
a wizard. I don't really – if I'm being honest about it, I don't really like their guard rotation right now. I think they need somebody. They need to go get somebody. Any other resolutions that you guys can think of? Trades nope. that need to happen? I do want the Knicks to trade Julius Randle. I know he just killed the Timberwolves, but I would feel so much better about this team. I don't even know for who. And I'm not even saying to do it at the deadline. I think this summer. This summer, If they max out in the second round again, I think it's time.
I feel like they still have another big trade left in them. That wasn't
it. They got
it.
The pieces like, for it, man.
You don't get OG Anunoby and think this is our team. Like yeah. that, it wasn't but I also, that type
I also,
of deal.
I also don't think, I mean, maybe they do make a deal before the deadline. I also don't think they need to look at it as that they have to do it before. So I think you can get OG, see how he adapts, see then going into the summer. All right, now what other gaps do we have to fill or what changes do we have to make to get this team to the next level? I don't think there's any kind of urgency here for the Knicks to like panic through into a second deal here. I think let OG breathe a little bit for the rest mm-hmm. of the season, re-sign him, and then see what you got.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I do think he'll be – I mean, I think he'll be a monster for that team. He's going to be so good.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
All right, let's go out of this episode with our top five teams going into 2024. Josh, would you like to start?
Are we doing this in any particular order, or are we just throwing out?
Just throw, teams? You know what? As someone who does rankings every week, let me tell you, I don't feel. All right, let's see what you think after today. I don't think we need to put them in any particular order.
Okay.
I think the top five is just...
Let's go in general.
Yeah.
All right. It's got to start with Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Gus, I have Boston, Denver, OKC, Minnesota, and
OKC
Milwaukee.
OKC third, huh?
As my...
OKC.
Yeah.
But maybe fourth like or it. Fifth. Who knows?
I like it. That's my five. Third. You said not even necessarily in a particular order.
Yeah.
But I like them at three.
Would you like them at two?
No.
Do you think they're the best team in the West?
No. I still believe in Denver. in the West. I still believe in Denver in the West. They've missed Jamal for a number of games. And I mean, they've been there. I feel like you can't overvalue how important it is to just have been there before and to just know how to do it. You know what I mean? I don't bet against Denver.
Should be three, I agree.
That's why I'm saying they're not above Denver.
Jay, what about you?
I think the Clippers are in there for me.
Also haven't been
there. They're not my number one, but they're in there for me.
Jay, I want yours in order. I want yours in order.
Boston 1.
Okay.
Denver 2.
Okay.
Clippers 3.
Clippers 3.
Wow.
Clippers 3. I mean, this is not about just what's happened so far. I kind of believe in the Clippers. I kind of believe in the Clippers again. I don't want to believe in the Clippers, but I do, man.
You saw Mason Plumlee back in the rotation. You said I can't deny them.
And the whole Kawhi thing is concerning. It's concerning. But
he looked good last night. Yeah. He looked real good last night after a little time off.
And then where am I?
You said Clippers 3.
Clippers 3.
Milwaukee 4.
Uh-huh.
Still no Minnesota, huh?
Wow.
OKC 5.
No Minnesota in the top 5 at all.
So here's my thing with Minnesota. They have been unquestionably a top 5 team so far. But if I'm looking to the playoffs, I think their offense isn't good enough. I think their defense will be compromised to some extent because of the way that teams will attack the front court of Towns and Gobert. And so I'm just not sold on them as a playoff team.
Were we doing all the way that far forward, or were we just going into the new year, our top five teams?
It's ambiguous. However you want to.
Okay. Yeah, we just, no rules.
All right. Yeah. No rules. Just fun.
I put the Clippers right. way
Let's hear it, Zach.
All right.
he's already backing down off his Clippers.
I hate it.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
It's been 2 minutes.
Yeah. Boston's obviously there. Denver's obviously there. OKC is obviously there. I would probably have to put I don't believe in Philly. I don't think I'm going to believe in Minnesota playoff. I think it's one game. And I don't want to put too much into it, but you saw some of the concerns you would have in a playoff series against New York. You know, like that end of New York, it was just like, man, bad shot. Couldn't quite stop him. Like it, I can see that being a preview of the postseason for the Wolves. So, you know, Milwaukee's going to be in there. I need one more. God, who could I put as that one more team?
I know that's
Miami, guys.
He's being a dick. I knew it.
Yeah, I guess I just have to go with the Heat.
I saw that. I knew.
Conference finalists 3 of the last 4 years. NBA finalists 2 of the last 4 years. Yeah, I guess I would just have to, you know, go with the Heat. Do you want me to read that that long thing on the court, that poem they've got on the court, that dissertation that they've got on the court for you, Josh? I'm going to send that to you in a voice note every day. I want you to wake up to that.
I will block your number.
Hey, we want to know your guys' stuff, your guys' top 5 teams, your New Year's resolutions in the comments. Go ahead and leave a comment on the YouTube page. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page. Make sure you're subscribed to The Athletic, the best coverage of sports on the internet. You can catch all of Jay's Celtics coverage as they march towards another matchup with the Heat in the postseason. Make sure you are checking out the power rankings. Make sure you're checking out The Bounce, theathletic.com/thebounce, our free newsletter from myself and Shams Charania every morning in your email inbox. For Josh, for Dave, for Schlecht, for Jay, I'm Zach. You want to keep it locked on The Athletic NBA Show.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.